The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray, a big smile on his face on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing our program as we get things rolling on this Monday, March 12th, 2018. Everybody's all excited. It's tournament time. The Wildcats will get into action early on in the tournament, actually, a Thursday early evening game against the Buffalo Bulls, is it? Something like that.
The Bulls.
Yeah, the Bulls, yeah, from Buffalo, New York. So that's going to be fun. But a lot of people are complaining. Don Jorgensen and Bruce Ash, they're complaining that the U of A really kind of got the short end of the stick here. Real tough road, but they're all tough.
It was tough in 97. The team had to travel all around the country, play three number ones, beat them all, won the championship.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Doesn't matter.
So it really doesn't matter in the end, does it, Bruce?
Well, it does. It would be better to have an easy route, some of the other teams have. But there are lots more very good teams in the tournament in 2018 versus 1997. There really are, the team that we're playing, I think they either lead the nation or in the top three or four of all the three-point shooting teams in the NCAA.
Oh, really?
So, they play in sort of a minor conference. It's not a Power Five conference, but this is a team that can light it up. And, you never know what's going to happen when you come up against a team like that. It could be East Tennessee State again, beat us in the first round going back, 20 or 25 years or so.
Remember
ago.
All of those. Yeah,
Santa Clara and some of the others.
Yeah, Santa Clara. Remember those losses.
Although I could not have been more impressed with the way the University of Arizona played, particularly the Friday night game. I thought it was, and I've been a season ticket holder since 1973. This game last Friday night was one of the most exciting games I've ever watched in my life.
The overtime game, is that?
Yeah.
With UCLA.
Right.
Yeah, and the USC game wasn't much worse. And poor USC, they don't make it into the tournament.
Right.
that's a little hard to explain.
And then, Don, you spent part of the weekend along with 130,000 other people at the Book Festival, the 10th annual. I remember when this thing was launched 10 years ago and everyone was saying, well, I wonder if it's going to be a big success. Wow. It's turned into, I think it's second or third biggest now in the country.
It's the third largest festival of books in the country. I had the opportunity to speak to many of the authors. They love it, and you can understand it. I mean, they've got their
come
adoring
out here
fans.
With our beautiful weather, and
it's perfect. I actually have it on my calendar as soon as the dates come out every year. We just spent more time and more money buying books than I had planned, and I don't care at all.
It's wonderful. We got so many out of towners for this, so it's really helps the winter tourist season. I am sad to report today that Dr. Henry Koffler died over the weekend. Dr. Koffler was the 16th president of the University of Arizona. He was 95, and a family spokesman tells me there will be a full community celebration for this man's amazing life that will be held later in the year. And Bruce and Don, I had the pleasure over the many years that he was the president of interviewing him many times on Arizona Illustrated on Channel 6. This was a very bright light, Bruce Ash.
Yeah, very bright man. And even after he left the University of Arizona as its president, he enjoyed an unbelievable amount of success, creating really a village.
The village.
Of intellects, kind of world-renowned, living together and There's a lot of great things that, you know, we're going to remember Dr. Koffler for many, many decades to come.
And he's an artist as well, and just recently had an art exhibit. So this man had many talents.
He was a bit of a Renaissance man. Yes. And yeah, the role of the university president in a lot of ways is to raise the stature of the university, to move it forward in all the different areas. And he was a success, and he added a lot to the community and the university, and it's great that you mentioned that so we can appreciate what he did.
And shows, I think, also the importance of staying active, doing things every day the way he did, staying healthy, you know, physically as well as intellectually. He lived into his mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day who had just retired, and she will be very much, I think, like Dr. Koffler, very busy with lots of stuff and very active physically as long as possible. And, you know, it gives you another reason to wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Now, to politics, this race in Pennsylvania, Don, is the polls are showing it's very close, the special election. Polling tomorrow begins.
It is. Yeah, this is a race for Congress.
I don't know if the polling already began with early ballots, but I know the election is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. The mm-hmm. the seat's been held by a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He's the incumbent, if I recall. Right?
It's a special.
It's a special. But so he's been in politics for a while. The Democrat's a newcomer. This is a district that Trump won 2 years ago by 20%.
Wow.
And what we've seen so far since that election is in all the special elections the past little over a year, Democrats have gained 13 to 15 percentage points. So, yes, it's close to a toss-up, but you'd still have to say if the Democrat somehow wins, that would be a tremendous upset, particularly since Donald Trump
was just there over the weekend.
Exactly. He was there over a weekend doing some kind of bizarre message of support for the Republican candidate, but it looked more like a kind of a campaign kickoff for Donald Trump and a variety show. It's about all you can call it with some of his antics.
What do you think, Bruce?
About what?
About the, well, two
which
topics.
Part?
The first part about the race, and then the second part about the comedy or the entertainment portion.
Well, I would take exception with what Don has described as a variety show, or however you described it a second ago. Look, the special election is probably closer than anybody would want it to be. I'm not sure that it has much to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump polled very well and continues to poll very well in that neck of the woods in Pennsylvania. This is really more about the nominee, who frankly didn't do a great job fundraising. He was a bit lackluster in fundraising, and the NRCC has had to kind of jump in with both feet and you know, have a very robust get out the vote kind of an effort there. I think that to go back to the rally last Saturday, you know, this is what makes Donald Trump popular with his base, and it confirms for those on the other side of the aisle why he is, you know, this bizarre sort of character. frankly, I don't think that even if Donald Trump stood on the podium and gave a PhD dissertation, that there would be much in the way of praise for what he had to say or how he said it. He plays to his base, and his base is expanding as it has been over the past several months. Approval ratings now, you know, in the high 40s, as much as 50% in a recent poll, I think about 10 days ago. The action last week on North Korea, I think, is a big shot in the arm, not just for the President of the United States, because that's not the reason any of this has happened, but the ability to force the North Koreans to want to have a sit down with the U.S. President is quite extraordinary, and it wouldn't have happened if this country and some of our allies had not taken sanctions, you know, 3.0 or 4.0 against the North Koreans. They're hurting. China has helped us as well in forcing the issue with them. So, you know, there's lots of factors that go into this thing. Certainly last week was a good week for the president.
I'm kind of stunned by saying last week was a good week. I guess in Trump world, it was a good week since he had something come out that distracted from all the questions of ethical violations and issues in the White House and the payments from his lawyer to this porn actress and losing Gary Cohn and all of those things. But let me get back to two quick points. First, on Pennsylvania, one of the stories I read indicated that the president had already planned to go to Pennsylvania to, as Bruce points out, to appeal to his base, and the base there are the steel manufacturers. And he was doing that to promote his plan to impose the tariffs on steel and aluminum. So I think it was a combination of all those things. And as you said, that is, he knows what he's doing when he goes to these places and holds essentially rallies for himself. That was no accident.
And I thank CNN and some of the other left-wing media outlets who want to distract Americans with the shiny object, in this case Stormy Daniels, out over here, when the real issue is about promoting a peaceful solution on the Korean Peninsula, as well as promoting jobs and helping the U.S. economy continue to grow.
I think Trump and the White House do a great job of throwing out all kinds of shiny objects for their base or for the Democrats, whether it's flip-flopping on gun regulations or the tariffs or North Korea, whatever it is to change the topic is something they're expert at.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by our friends Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I was over there on Saturday picking up an item. They do such a great job. Family owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, our quarterly Arizona Water Report. Plus, we talk with Democratic congressional hopeful in CD2 and Kirkpatrick. Also, allergy update from Dr. Mark Sneller, Buckmaster, during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com. It is the Buckmaster Show, the Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. If you'd like to join in the conversation like Gary has, call us at 790-2040. Don Jorgensen seated to my left, Bruce Ash to my right, and on the phone is Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
I have questions for each side of the aisle. The first question is, how is Trump expecting to get more cooperation from China when, on one hand, he got cooperation from them to cut off supplies to North Korea, but at the same time is exacting tariffs on their metals? On the other side of the aisle, what do the Democrats expect to attract in Pennsylvania when they're only offering tax hikes?
Only offering what?
Tax hikes.
Tax hikes. Okay. Bruce, do you want to begin with Gary's first question about China?
Sure. I think that...
And then we'll let Don talk about the tax hikes.
I think that the Chinese government is very good at compartmentalizing responses to various issues. In this particular case, the problems that exist with a potential conflict on the Korean Peninsula are devastating to the Chinese government, to the Chinese people. And the Chinese are not interested, I don't believe, in having that sort of a flashpoint where there could be millions of refugees. There could be all kinds of economic as well as diplomatic blowback for them. And the benefits of having a peaceful subcontinent, relatively speaking, work very much in their favor. And look, this business with North Korea, the hermit regime, as it's been referred to many, many times, this is a danger not just to China, but it's a danger to the entire Eastern Pacific Rim. And there's a lot of nations, not just China, who've been very interested in trying to work out a resolution to denuclearize and demilitarize that area as best as possible. And you know, hopefully this would lead to a situation where the U.S. Forces might be able to leave the Korean continent or Korean Peninsula as well. This would be good for everybody.
And the question Gary had for Democrats: what do Democrats in effect have to offer? I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah, a refocus on working class, on jobs, and protecting the economy. What you had, again, with the previous tax plan is a massive increase in the deficit. You have the potential for massive job losses, even particularly in Pennsylvania with the introduction of these tariffs. So there's a lot of questions about all that. And in terms of that particular candidate, you mentioned tax hikes. I think his approach is more looking at closing some corporate tax loopholes on the federal level rather than looking at it strictly as tax hikes. As with most of these special elections midterm, a lot of it, frankly, is a referendum on Trump and his policies so far. What the Democrats are looking for there is increased turnout to make the difference. As I said, it would be difficult to make enough of a difference given the high 20% or 20 percentage point advantage that Trump had. But they
voter registration is heavy Republican.
It's up,
in that
turnout's case. Up, money is flowed in. Whether it's enough is still remains to be seen, but the mood there, the tone, is consistent with what we've seen in other special elections.
Are you concerned about these tariffs, Bruce Ash?
I think that targeted tariffs are a good idea. And I think that the president threw out a number of strategies kind of all at one time, which is Don pointed out accurately, is sort of his strategy and the administration's strategy for the most part. And what was interesting is when the tariff order was signed last week, the immediate message to Canada and Mexico, and now today to the EU, I think Robert Lighthizer is actually working with the EU representatives right now, trying to work out carve-outs in terms of the tariffs. So this will end up being a good thing because you have to take a hard stance. Products are being heavily taxed as they go across into particularly Eastern Asian markets, and it hurts. It hurts U.S. industry, and it hurts the U.S. Dominance throughout the world.
What do you think about these tariffs?
You know, the president has identified a problem, and as Bruce pointed out, there is a problem with the imbalance in trade with certain countries. There's the problem with, yes, China, for example, flooding the market with low-cost steel and intellectual property theft and all of that are issues. But again, as is typical with Trump, he identifies the problem and then takes a sledgehammer to it instead of the meaningful changes or meaningful policy. And every time in the past where blanket tariffs have been introduced, they failed. You can go all the way back to 1930, the Smoot-Hawley Act, which a lot of folks didn't cause a depression, but a lot of economic experts believe extended the depression. You can look at George Bush in 2002, instituted tariffs. 1 year later, took them off. So I actually believe, and a lot of economists believe what Bruce is saying too, and there's agreement on Democrats, is if you have targeted tariffs that really address what's happening with each country, and address those tariffs to the imbalances because of the government subsidizing it, for example, the cost of labor, and you hit each almost more in a much more surgical way, then it makes sense rather than going to one extreme of unbridled free trade or the other extreme of complete blanket protectionist tariffs.
You've had 50 years of this thing called free trade, which is in many instances hurt U.S. companies and hurt U.S. exports of our products throughout the world. There are a lot of protected interests. So-called Republican strongholds at Goldman Sachs, for example, and certainly Gary Cohen at the White House, who's announced that he's going to leave, I think largely over this issue with tariffs. What I have found dealing with these folks is that they are tied in with these interests. They oftentimes are working with states. They are oftentimes working with state-run companies. These are things of economic interest to them personally and to their companies personally. They make lots and lots of money from them. And on the other hand, there's lots of people in this country who are negatively impacted because of all the jobs that we've lost and all of our ability to promote our economic dominance throughout the world. And make no mistake about it, this country is not going to be America alone. It's going to be America first. What is in the best interest for the United States, we believe, will be in the best interest for our trading partners around the world and our other diplomatic as well as military partners across the world.
I think another great example of this where Republicans and Democrats agree, as you're hearing, is, you know, on the very day that President Trump finalized his tariff plan for these protection of tariffs, the remaining countries involved with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, I think there's 11 of them, finalized that agreement. So they're going ahead with different kinds of trade agreements without the U.S., and that's
only going to hurt us. We're still going to do almost $700 billion of trade with those countries, and that comes right from the trade office itself. I read it right off their website a few minutes ago before we started the show.
Well, we're doing trade with all countries now. The question is, what's fair and what's going to benefit the U.S., as you just said earlier, and not being part of these agreements do not benefit the U.S.
We make our own agreements. When those agreements don't positively favor our country, we have every right, and we should take the position as a superpower, that it's in our best interest to make good trade deals for our country.
Absolutely correct. And that is what FDR had to do with what was called reciprocal agreements after the Smoot-Hawley tariff passed. And it's very similar to what's happening today. If these Trump tariffs pass, there'll have to be twice as much work in going to each of these countries individually and unraveling what was.
I'd much rather do that than be stuck in a major problem like we've been stuck. And let me also just say for the record, China has been very, very quiet with respect to their reaction to the tariffs. That's a very important fact for us to consider in this whole debate.
The problem is Trump has not put in the staff needed in the diplomatic corps or in the economic
It would be nice if we could get ambassadors and other key State Department officials approved in the U.S. Senate.
All right, Bruce Ash, Don Jorgensen, thank you, gentlemen, very much. Thanks a lot. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com. Moe's is on Facebook. We strongly suggest a visit to Moe's for all of your fine framing needs. We'll be right back. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for our monthly interview segment featuring our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We welcome Suzanne Miller, Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm good, Bill. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. It's very serendipitous to have you on the program today because the BBB this morning let this out to the news media, kind of the discussion centering around the BBB Scam Tracker Risk Index report, and we're learning all sorts of interesting information about some of the top scams.
Yeah, the top 10 scams.
Top 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we begin?
Well, so people understand what this index report is about. So in 2017, consumers reported more than 47,000 scams to our BBB scam tracker. And it basically pushed the amount of scam reports to over 100,000. So that's 100,000 heroes that wanted to warn other people about scams that were going on, which I think is incredible and quite touching. And this is something that we use. This is data that we use to really help warn others and how vulnerable they are. So the BBB Scam Risk Index is unique via our algorithm. So the formula is exposure times the susceptibility times the monetary loss. And these three factors help us understand, like I said, what scams work and how everybody is vulnerable. Because it's not about if you're going to get targeted, it's about when.
Yeah, it is. The vulnerability affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're anywhere near a computer, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
So the scammers are so clever and, you know, they're always changing their strategy. So you've really got to have as your best weapon consumer education.
Absolutely. It is the best way to, you know, win this fight. So
let's go over some of these highlights from the 2017 risk report.
Well, there's so many.
There's so many.
This is a long report, and it's available at bbb.org, just so people can know to get all of the details in there. But BBB observed a decrease of more than 60% in the number of scams reported related to tax collection. And being that it's tax season, I thought that was quite interesting. And this was probably because of the arrests in Mumbai, India. I remember you and I had talked about
that. Yeah, there was they targeted a lot of folks over there, so shut down some of these scammers.
Yeah, it was the ringleader for the IRS scam and the call centers that he had set up. So that could have really played into it. And 2017 was the year of the Can You Hear Me Now scam.
We remember that.
We had over 10,000 reports about that. So it wasn't our imagination that, you know, this was happening. However, in good news, nobody reported to have lost any money from this. So hopefully it was just somebody who didn't have anything better to do and was calling everyone. And then the online purchases, they really took over as a top spot as the riskiest scam. And for those online purchase scams, it was the biggest ones were pets, clothing, cosmetics, electronics, and automobiles.
Hmm.
Basically, you know, phishing emails where you put in your financial information, bought something, but nothing came of it.
So how does that one work? They want, obviously, your information.
Right.
But they're not going to give you the product that they say they're going to give you.
Exactly. And like with the pets, you know, the puppy scam. You mm-hmm. know, everybody wants this, you know, this rare breed, and they can get it to you, and it's a really great discount, and, you know, so many promises, and you never get the puppy. Craigslist, you purchase the car, and you never get the car. You know, just the rental scams that are going on. You sign a lease and you put down a deposit, but you never get, you know, the actual home or apartment. And so those are what we're talking about when we talk about online purchase scams.
We had several weather-related disasters, so the scammers see, oh boy, opportunity.
Yeah.
Home improvement.
I know, but you know what?
I can fix it.
The interesting thing about that, even though we had all of those natural disasters last year, it actually dropped from the number one riskiest scam to number six. So it's still there, but it is not as high. And I think because the phishing scams are just so high when it comes to online purchasing.
And so much publicity was centered about be cautious to all of the victims of these disasters.
We love that cautious. Because it wasn't just us giving the warnings. We were hearing that from, you know, so many venues, and that was really, I think, great. Again, consumer education is the key.
Are we getting some more of these vacation scams? You could win a trip to the Bahamas or whatever.
Absolutely. The top destinations being like Orlando, Florida, Disney, Mexico, Cancun, the Bahamas. I mean, they all sound wonderful to me. Mm-hmm. I want to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are definitely top scams. And the government grants, those both join the list. So travel vacations and government grants. And the government grants, it's funny, that's something that you find actually as a Facebook scam. It comes as a message that looks like it's from a friend. Hey, have you heard about this government scam or scam government grant, and it's actually a scam. So you looks like your friend, and they just send you a link. Well, you click on that link, it's a phishing link.
Yeah, some of these, getting back, can you hear me? There's one that I got recently, actually. I said, hello. And then they said, boy, you sure are hard to get a hold of. It was not a real person. It was a recorded message.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. They were saying, you're so hard to get a hold of. You're as hard as my mother-in-law to try to get a hold of. Something really weird.
And it wasn't a person.
No, it wasn't. It was a recorded message. So I throw that out there. That might help someone. Just
I tell you, every day I hear of a new scam or a new version of an old scam. It's crazy.
Impersonation has always been one of the landmarks of scammers.
Mm-hmm.
Saying they're with the IRS or, like you're being sued. The IRS has opened up a case number now against you.
Law enforcement's
going
to show up at your door
if you don't want us to pursue it.
And Better Business Bureau is on that list too. But basically, you know, they say that they're with a well-known and trusted business, and the consumers, you know, click to that, like Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
Publishers Clearinghouse, you know, back to that, you know, travel scam and lottery. And any U.S. government agency, they're all part of this impersonation scam. And I know here locally, there's a lot of people reporting that it is the U.S. Marshal's Office that is calling them, and they have a warrant out for their arrest because they didn't show up for jury duty, and they have to pay $500 right then and there, or someone will be showing up at their door in an hour to arrest them and take them to jail. And it comes up as a spoof number, so it looks like it truly is the U.S. Marshal's Office, but it's not.
Mm. And again, where can people find out more about this? By going to the BBB website. Right?
Yes,
bbb.org.
Yeah, because we have the full top 10 on there. I know we're out of time, but we have the full top 10 list of investment scams, employment scams, advance fee loan scam, the fake check scam, which is big here in Southern Arizona, by the way. That's one of the biggest
fake
ones reported.
Checks.
fake check scam where somebody gets a check, is asked to deposit it, and then send a portion of it back via Western Union. So the check will then bounce a couple weeks later. So that person is out that money. And they think that they just, you know, made $1,200. No, they just lost probably $3,000. So that's a big one. The tech support scam still going strong. We talked about that last time.
And what about your Torch Awards? I wanted to carve a minute or two out about your upcoming BBB Torch Awards event coming up.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, we are so excited about that. It's going to be Friday, April 20th. And you can find more about that at bbb.org. But this year we are celebrating businesses who do business the right way. And we're having a golf tournament in the morning and the awards dinner in the evening.
That's a full day.
Yeah, Casino del Sol. So we are going to have so much fun around this.
Tickets in advance?
Absolutely. So go to that bbb.org and you'll find the link to purchasing tickets. If you want to become a sponsor, if you want to register, you know, a team of four for the golf tournament. It's going to be a great time.
It's all there at bbb.org. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. And all of our scam alerts are pretty much up there at bbb.org as well.
We're absolutely
delighted to have that. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks. You too, Bill.
Be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back. Anybody hungry? How about Mona's Danish Bakery? They're open right now for lunch. Our fine sponsor, our newest partner, is Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mark Sykes, do you like bakery goods?
I love baked goods. God save me.
You know, I was thinking about bakery goods. It's like the ultimate comfort food.
Where are they located?
Okay. Thank you for asking. Thank you, because you have not been to Mona's, but hopefully you will after you hear me talk about it. They're at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. You know, there's that Ace Hardware up there. Then there's Basil's Restaurant. Yeah. Okay, right in there. Owner Steve and Sherry do all their own bakery, the breads are fantastic. So go by, have a sandwich on their just baked bread, and have one of those delicious brownies. Oh, my goodness. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. Dr. Mark Sykes is with us for his monthly visit to the program. He's CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute. Now, more than 45 years they have been here in Tucson, nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great. Recovering from all this respiratory stuff that
I had
hit so many people.
I had it in mid-January, and the thing, kind of the hallmark for me was just really being tired.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and trying to keep the voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
All part of it. And that's important to you, because not only are you a guy that looks out into outer space, but you're also an opera star.
Well, I wouldn't say an opera star.
No, but you've been in the chorus for the opera.
More than 30 years.
More than 30 years. And how was the season this year?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I took this season off because I had other things I needed to do. Barbersville, a lot of wonderful productions.
All right. What about Mars? We're hearing that the Musk group is very much interested in sending a spacecraft to the surface of Mars.
Yeah.
So, are we talking about decades away?
Oh, no. Musk on Sunday was talking about launching a spacecraft to Mars in 2019.
Whoa.
So next year. And they've been thinking about this for a while. We were talking with them back in, gosh, I think it was 2016, when they were talking about a 2018 launch, so this year. And then that got delayed, and their Red Dragon program. But, once they launched that Tesla vehicle,
right.
Which goes actually beyond Mars with its driver,
I can see that image right now in my mind. I think it's probably going to be the iconic image, if not of this year, but maybe for a decade.
But they're working on a spacecraft that would be similarly launched, but then would slow down and get into Mars orbit and then go down to the surface, send part of it down to the surface.
Is there a possible partnership that the Planetary Science Institute, what would your role possibly be?
We would be very interested in supplying some of the experiments and instruments that would go down to the surface, and it would be at a just a wonderful experience.
All right, let's go to the live line, 790-2040. Mark, we have a question that came in from Philip. Go ahead, Philip.
Yes, I'd like to ask him, if life is discovered on Mars, wouldn't that put it off limits to human contamination?
Well, it's something that we'd certainly have to be careful about. You know, we'd have to understand where is it, what is it, and are there areas where there's no life? In fact, I would say this is something that should be something of a priority today, but unfortunately, it's actually not.
In fact, it's rarely talked about, and I'm actually glad Philip brought that question up.
Yeah, we're very interested in finding about evidence of life billions of years ago on Mars, but I would guarantee you that if we find life on Mars today, it was there billions of years ago.
Yeah, so the whole thing about contamination is a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some of the other things that maybe we should be talking about with Mars that we're really not addressing at this point?
So many things.
I know that's one of your
One of my bête noires. Well, Musk wants to put 1 million people on the surface of Mars, set up a colony.
A million people.
Huh. I mean, hey, if you're going to think big.
Yeah.
But one thing that he has not considered is whether or not people as well as other Earth life can thrive in less than one gravity. The one gravity under which we evolved. There's some evidence that suggests that we don't develop properly in less than one gravity. But those are real kind of not very good experiments, and we need to set up a centrifuge on the space station, run rats at different radii from this spinning thing, and see how things develop.
You're talking about muscle mass. You're talking about bone.
Nerve muscle connections, muscle mass, bone development. Yeah, a lot of basic stuff. I think that actually studying that problem, which we could have been doing since the 70s, would open up whole kind of new interesting areas of medicine.
Yeah.
No.
Speaking with Mark Sykes, CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, you just showed me an image of Jupiter. I can't believe it. It is unbelievable. Jupiter's polar regions that was made by the Juno CAM. Is that a PSI program?
PSI manages it.
Yeah.
And Kenny Hansen is the person that does that. And but it actually, because the prime mission of the Juno mission is for studying the atmosphere and the magnetic field and such, and the camera is actually a kind of a ride-along instrument where the public has an opportunity to choose where it looks. Well, and so Google Juno CAM and go to their website. But they've been producing, you know, what I consider to be, I've never looked at Jupiter as a beautiful planet before.
These images are
gorgeous.
This is a beautiful image. Mm-hmm. And what are these? Are those the storm activity?
Yeah, there's these huge storms, you know, some the size of the Earth, that in the Jupiter atmosphere and up near the polar regions. I mean, there's storms at other latitudes as well, but there's these storms up in the polar regions, which we don't see on any of the other gas giants. So there's something very interesting going on in the interior of Jupiter.
And we have no idea why there would be these storms in the polar regions.
Well, and it's this data, this information from the Juno mission, from the Juno CAM, that people will be using to try and answer that question.
So the Juno CAM brings these images back to us on a regular basis, or is it something just ongoing? Or?
Well, it's in a very elliptical orbit, and so when it gets close to Jupiter, it takes these pictures of selected spots, and then it's analyzed by people back on the ground and stitched together to form some of these larger, beautiful images.
People can... if you drive by on Fort Lowell, you'll see a sign that says Planetary Science Institute. That is your headquarters. Yeah. And it's not necessarily where you have all of your people. You've got people all over the world.
We have about 20% of our scientists here in Tucson at our corporate headquarters, all of our admin staff. And then we have another 75, 80 people. Scattered around 23 states, the District of Columbia, and 13 countries.
And really, you are the only planetary science group that is not directly associated with the government. Is that kind of the best?
Oh, well, I mean, university's not. We're not.
What,
the only
I'm trying
one.
To say, what separates you from the rest?
Well, we're just that good. What distinguishes us is that we are a supported distributed workforce. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all connected electronically. We have meetings that we conduct electronically regularly, you know, seminars, staff meetings, a lot of communication, a lot of collaboration within the organization.
PSI.edu for more information. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a 3-hour drive, Mark, over to Silver City. It's a beautiful portion of the southwest southwestern United States. Have you been over there?
I've not.
It might make a great road trip for you. It's, as I say, only a 3-hour drive. Best starting place, southwestnewmexico.org. Hmm. One of our other fine sponsors is Green Things, and I know you like Green Things, Mark, but I don't know if you do some actual gardening.
Well, I kill many things in my garden, Bill, so hope springs eternal.
All right, Green Things, 3384 East River Road. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs. They're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. They have all these great workshops for gardeners that are free, and they're Saturday and Sunday. Check out the website for more information. Mark, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure
all
to
right.
be here.
Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw. It's a 2-hour program now. Ray Allen helps Mike out from 4 to 6. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for 12:04, our midday get-together. On behalf of Ray Allen, Mark Sykes, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.